Today's daf in Masechet Ketuvot, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, is daf Lamed Beit. We're holding at the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beit, and we're right up to the part of the Mishnah that discusses a chiyuv karet in situations of chiyuv knas. So the Mishnah said that even though someone who is Baal Achoto, Baal Achot Aviv, goes through all of the Arayot, where there's no Chiev of Misa, so the Mishnah says that there is, in fact, a Chiev of Knas, despite the fact that there was a Chiev of Koras, and remember that we brought in the whole issue of whether Rabbi Nochon Yibin HaKona and the Halach of Koras being similar to Misa, and where he would get it from, and that triggered the whole discussion. Now we have another issue. The other issue is that all of these cases of the Chiyuvei Karet are also, remember, Chiyuvei Malkus. Because the din is that if you gave someone Hatra'ah on the Lav, which is a Chiyuv of Karet, then he doesn't get Karet. Instead, he gets Malkus. But the problem is that when it comes to Malkus, there's a klal, Ein Lokinu Mishalmim. As we'll see, we learn that out of the Pasuk, Kedei Rishato, Kedei Rishachat, Ata Bechayvo, Viyata Bechayvo, Mishum Shtei Rishayot. In which case, okay, I understand. We've decided that the Mishnah is not taking into consideration the Shita that Kores is like Misa. But forget about the Kores. What about the Malkus? That's our problem. Ask the Gemara today. Four lines up from the bottom of Amud Beit. Raminu. Elu hein alokin. All of these cases that you spoke about Baal Achoto, Baal Achot Aviv, and so on, is included in the Mishnah of Elohim Halokin, Habal Achoto, Alachot Aviv, Alachot Imo, exactly the cases that we brought over here. Alachot Ishto, Aleshet Achiv, Aleshet Achiv Aviv, Alanida, every last case. The din is that if that person got Hatra'ah from Malkus, then he is a Lokin. Okay, so what's the problem? The problem is that Kaimalan, the inner local Mishalim, we end up learning from a pasuk, as we're going to be seeing very soon, that there is no such thing as paying in a situation where there is malchus. So even though there's no chorus of a kum leben rabbimine, there's a different issue of kedei rishato ata mechayvo, which is a din in the chiyuv of bezdin. And bezdin cannot be mechayv yehuda knas, therefore. So according to our Mishnah, where it says you do pay a knas, is basically telling me that you don't get malchus, because you can't get both, and the Mishnah malchus says you do get malchus. So what do we have over here? Contradiction in the Mishnayis? Omar Ula, no, I can answer it very simply. It is no problem whatsoever. Because, now listen, there seems to be a very simple answer, no? I mean, one is talking about where he got Hatra'ah from malchus, and therefore he would get malchus. And our Mishnah is talking about where he did not get Hatra'ah, and therefore there's no din of Kedei Rishato. So Ula, for some reason, doesn't use that very simple explanation, right? So apparently he holds that you can't use that explanation because it wouldn't have made any difference whether you did give Hatra'ah or not give Hatra'ah. We're going to make that diyuk in Ula in a moment. So Ula does not take the easy way out. And instead, Ula says, what we'll have to say is that in our Mishnah, we're talking about the regular case where somebody was Ma'anes, his sister, who was a Nara. And since she is a Nara, there is a Knas. Masha Enkin, the Mishnah in Malkus, Meseches Malkus, it talks about Malkus. It's talking about 99% of cases. Well, what do we have to be talking about a case where there's a knas? Can we talk about somebody raped his sister at the age of 15, whatever. So over there is no knas. So the Mishnah says there would be Malkus. I mean, I don't understand what your problem is, Bechlal. Kan ba'achoto bogeret. And the Mishnah Malkus is talking about where there is no knas. Wait a minute. But Knas is not the issue, my dear Ula. Knas is only one of the chiyuvim that you're chayiv to pay. I mean, you're also chayiv to pay boshet and pagam, right? So why in the world are you just concentrating on the Knas? Even if she's a bogeret. If eno loku mishalim, And you hold, Ula, obviously, if you're giving this teretz, that in the event that there's a chiyuv of both malchus and teshlumin, that the halacha would be that you pay and you don't get malchus, right? And that's why we're trying to answer that the Mishnah over there is talking about where you don't have to pay. And that's why you get malchus. Marchenkin over here, you do have to pay, and therefore you don't get malchus, but you pay instead. That's Ula's contention. Like, what is going to ask? Where does he get that idea from? I mean, maybe what it means is you get malchus, you don't pay. Fine, let's put that off till later. But right now, it's quite clear that the basic assumption that Ula is making, that in the event that you have both malchus and tashlumin, that the din is that you would have tashlumin. And therefore, in the case of our Mishnah, it's quite clear, there's tashlumin, so we don't discuss malchus. We're trying to come up with a case of the Mishnah in Malchus, where would there be no tashlumin? So Ula takes this very simplistic view that if we switch the Mishnah over there to be dealing with the case of a Bogeret, there's no problem because a Bogeret doesn't have Tashlumin, which is weird. What do you mean a Bogeret doesn't have Tashlumin, doesn't have Knas? It doesn't mean she doesn't have Tashlumin. So I don't understand. What about the other Chi of him? So again, we should say pay and don't get Malchus. So how does the Mishnah over there say you get Malchus? And she's the Gemara. I'll tell you why. Because what we're talking about over there is not stam. We're saying I just lost my place here. Don't ask me what happened with the screen here. It's not stam that she, no, I'm sorry. I can't get my place back. I'm in the wrong dot. It just put me somewhere totally elsewhere. Okay, so there would, let's go back. So kan b'achoto bogeret, and the Kishon in Malchus is talking about bogeret, and the Gemara asks, b'achoto bogeret nami, there's bosha tupgam, answers the Gemara, there's no bosha tupgam. Why? Because what we're talking about over here is a shota. So since she is a shota, so she has no market value. Remember, the market value that changes for a girl that has betulim or doesn't have betulim is defined as her cost on an open sex market. What would be an open sex market? Where somebody owns, we're not talking about an illicit market, we're talking about a licit market. So the licit market would be where a man owns avadim and he wants to buy sexual partners for them. So he's willing to pay a premium for a shivcha who is a betulah, because he likes the Evet, so he wants to give him a special gift. So he's going to give him a betula. Okay, so that means that there was a definite loss in terms of her so-called market value, where we always give a market value as if she were a shivcha nimkaret b'shuk, right? But in the case of a shota, nobody wants to buy a completely crazy person. They're not going to be able to handle her. So she has no market value. And therefore, she also does not have any sense of busha if she's off her rocker. So she does, she'll tear her clothes off and walk down the street too. Now, therefore, there are no chiyuvim. What do you mean, there are no chiyuvim? What about pain? She was raped. I mean, I don't care if she's a shota, she still feels pain. And there certainly is no halacha of not having to pay to someone who's a shota. So how are you saying that she gets malchus? He has to pay for the, as long as he has to pay at all for anything, according to Ula, eino loko mishalim, then therefore he would be mishalim and not be locus. How does this help if they're still going to be tsar? Ah, well, I forgot to tell you, said Ula. What makes you think that the Mishnah Marcus is talking about someone who raped this girl? It's talking about, this is his sister we're talking about, or any of those chiyuvim. We're talking about over here where he seduced her. Why do you have to rape her? And remember that in the case of seduction, there is no tsar. We'll see later on. We don't consider there to be tzara. Well, now that you're saying that we're talking about a case of seduction and not a case of rape, we don't need all the other things that we said. Because hashta de'atita lahachi, it could be that it is a choto na'ara, and we are talking about where there would be a chiyuv. Normally, we would be a chiyuv of knas. But it's talking about over here that she is a yitoma, so her father died. So therefore, who is the one that's supposed to be paid? She's supposed to be paid. And we're talking about where she is a completely normal person. But the thing is that since she is a mefuta, so then there is no chiv at all because she agreed to this relationship. It was a consensual relationship. And therefore, whatever chiyuvin there would have been, if there's a father, so the father can say, I don't give a hang about your consent. It's all about my consent. And the Torah said that he's mechuyev to pay me. But if there is no father, so then the guy says, I don't understand. Why am I paying her? She consented, and she admits that she consented, and therefore there would be no chiyuv whatsoever, where she would be the ostensible recipient. So we tell him, what, you're going to have to not pay for something that maybe she even was the main one that did the seduction? I don't know. So whatever, that doesn't interest me. And therefore, over here, there is no chiyuv tashlumin. So now it's very simple. Now we have two completely different mishnayos. One talking about where there are zero tashlumin, referring to a mefuta, and that's the Mishnah in Makos, and there's no father. And our Mishnah talking about where there is a father, and therefore there's payment. Or we're talking about a rape, but there's payment. Anyway, Alma Kasafa Ula, Kolecha Deika Momonu Malkas Momonu Mishalim Milkalolok. Now, obviously, from this whole discussion, one thing becomes eminently clear, and that is that according to Ula, what we're looking for is a way to explain the Mishnah in Makos by canceling any Tashlumim, leaving us with Makos, right? But if there were any Tashlumim, there would be no Makos. Now, that means that according to Ula, the essential issue is, are there Tashlumim? If there's Tashlumim, forget all about the Makos. That means, according to Ula, the way that he understands the idea of Eino Loko Umishalim, is that you will always pay, and you will never get malchus. Now, it's not clear why he holds that, and we're going to look into that later. It's not even clear whether, does he hold that malchus is more chomur, and the reason that we're paying instead of malchus is because, after all, we don't want to have the victim lose compensation, do we? So therefore, we should have him compensate. Maybe that's the reason. Or maybe the reason is that Bechlal holds that Mammon is more chomer than Malkus, and that people would rather get hit once and avoid a fine, a big fine, and avoid payment. So that because of that, we give them the more chomer. That even that's not clear. But whatever the reasoning is, whatever the Mokar is, one thing is absolutely clear from the Sugya. If Ula can manage to get rid of the Tashlumin, in the case of Makos, then he has no problem with that Mishnah as being a stira to our Mishnah, right? So it must be Almaka Safar Ula Kolechadika Momon Umalkot Momona Meshalim Milkalolaki. So that's clear to us, but the question is, where does Ula get that from? Where would he come up with the idea that we understand Kidei Rishato, that there's only one thing we could be mechayev him, that one thing would be cash? Answers the Gemara. Gomar michovel b'chavero. What happens if you attack someone? So we know that we have your chayev chamisha devarim, right? Nezek, tsar, sheves, ripoy, boshet, for all different types of tashlumin, very sophisticated system that is laid out for us in the Torah, of five different elements that need to be estimated in different ways, and you're chayev to pay all of those things. But the problem is that every time that you attack someone, you're also chayev malchus. How do we know that? We know that from the mitzvah of lo yosif ha'koto, pen yosif ha'koto makaraba, and so on. So that pen yosif is understood as nobody is allowed to do any kind of haka'adr shelo kedin, and if they do, they'll be over on this iser lav of pen yosif. And therefore, in every case of chovo b'chavero, there should be no tashlumin. And yet, the Torah is very careful to enumerate five different types of tashlumin, and as we'll see, insists that it's the tashlumim that are going to be active. And you're never going to cancel those tashlumim, as the Gemara is going to discover later. So he's gomar mi chovel b'chaveiro, just like chovel b'chaveiro is going to be chayev both mamon and malkot. So afkol heicha deika mamon or malkot, mamon meshalem, mamona, but milka lo laki. Says the Gemara, how can you learn out from chova b'chavero? Chova b'chavero is unique because chova b'chavero has five separate different tashlumin, which is quite amazing. So you have to take into consideration every last aspect, and each one of them has to be paid separately. If there's any depreciation, again, from a theoretical market, that's nezek. If he suffers pain, you have to pay him for the pain. If there were any medical bills, you're going to have to pay medical bills. If there was sheves, it means some lost income because of the fact that he needed time to recover or whatever. And any type of boshet that you caused him, humiliation, also you're going to have to pay. So if you're assuming that the reason that Ula is saying that you pay money instead of getting malchus is because malchus is less chomer than mamon, and mamon is chomer, you're going to say, okay, mamon, I understand that in this case, chovo b'chaveiro is something that the Torah has very unique chiyuvim for and clearly wants us to be machmir when it comes to chovo b'chaveiro, right? But that's specially chovo b'chaveiro because of all of these chiyuvim. So ma'ala chovo b'chaveiro shekin chay b'chamisha dvarim. Now, you might say the opposite. Wait a minute. I'm not trying to figure out why chovo b'chaveiro is more chomer, because actually, maybe Ula gives you the less chomer. Maybe mamon is kal. So how are you going to argue then, and therefore will be more machmir? On the contrary, I want to find out, show me why I can't use this, even when there's chamisha dvarim, I consider it to be kal. Kol shekein, and the other cases, no. Okay, says the Gemara, if you want to tell me that actually Ula holds that you give him the more kal punishment, and mamon is lakula, I could say there's a special reason why mamon is lakula. Because in this case, we would not, in fact, give him the malchus. You know why? Because the isser of hitting somebody is not universal. It's not. No. Bezdin is allowed to beat people up. Right? So Bezdin wants to beat someone up to make a sukkah, wants to beat someone up who is over on some derabbanan and so on. They have a rishus to beat someone up. So, and the truth is that a father has a right to beat up a child. A Rebbe has a right to beat up a Talmud. So in all of those cases, what happened to the isser? So clearly this is not a universal isser. And therefore, maybe that's the reason why we're giving you the lighter chiyuv. But maybe in Achinami, if it were an isser that was chomer, as most lavim are, that they are applicable universally, so then maybe you can't learn out from there. Okay, fine. Let's find another mukkah for Ula. Ula is claiming, again, that if you have both malchus and mamon, that we will get you a chiyuv of mamon, and you will not get malchus. We found that in Chovo B'Chavero, but we said that's not a good enough proof because it's a unique case, either L'Chumra or L'Kula. If he's looking at L'Chumra, it's unique because of the unique Chumra of the Tashlumin. If you're looking at L'Kula, it's Yakula because of the unique fact that this is an Isser that the Torah allows Bezdin or other cases perhaps where it's mutter to beat someone up. So, and we're not makbid on this Isser of Pen Yosef. So, the source has to be somewhere else, and we're suggesting maybe his mocker is Edim Zomamim. How would that work? Well, whenever you have Edim Zomamim, you're always going to be over on Lota Nebriacha Eid Shaken, right? Because the Torah has been Mechadish, that's a Gzerat HaKatuv, that by Edim Zomamim, once the Edim are being attacked ad hominem, in other words, we're not saying what you said is wrong, we're saying that you weren't even there and you are liars, so over there, the Torah actually views them as being chayev. So that means that we also have to be mechayev them, because we consider them to have lied in their testimony, and they're over on Lotaneh, but Lotaneh b'reacha et shaker is a lav that's mechayev malchus. And we're going to talk about cases where you actually specifically get malchus because of Lotaneh. And yet the Torah gives us this mitzvah of kasher zamam lasot le'achiv. Vasitam, you have to do to the Edim what it was. Let's say they wanted the guy to pay $100. Then they're going to have to pay $100. What happened to the malchus of lo taneh? So there too we learn that it's always going to be a chiyuv of mamon. And since we have over there mamon umalchus, the halacha is mamon mishaling, but milka lalaki, which we're going to learn out from a pasuk later. So afko hechadika mamon. So Ula is saying, look, it makes sense that that's a model. And wherever there's going to be a chiyuv of mamon and malchus, the rule would be mamon mishaling milka lalaki. No, says the Gemara, that's not a very good mocker either. Because Edim Zomimim are unique. Edim Zomim, again, assuming as we left off a moment ago, that the Mamon is a Chumrah. So then it would make sense for us to be Machmer by Edim Zomimim, because the Torah taught us another very big Chumrah. What was that? That Edim Zomimim, they don't get Hatra'ah. So when they walk into Besdin, we don't tell them, you're about to lie, don't lie. That's ridiculous. So they never get Hatra'ah. Somebody walks in and now proves that they were lying, the din is that they would get malchus. What happened to the overall halacha of Ein Lokin Ela Imkein Mazirim, which includes the Hatra'ah? So obviously the Torah is more machmar Edim Zomimim. Maybe that's why Mamon velo malchus. And if you want to tell me the other way, that maybe Ula holds Mamon is less chomer, remember, we weren't sure what. How exactly do we look at it? That is giving them the more chomer, is giving them the less chomer. But if you want to tell me that mamon is lakula, shekein lo asu maase, it makes sense that zomimim, I mean, they didn't do anything. It's tremendous chiddush, right? That there's bechlal a chiyav on somebody who just spoke about something. It was a kasher zamam. He planned to do something. In the end, they didn't do anything. Because in the end, we found out about it. There was no harm done, so to speak, right? And the way that he did it was without actually doing a maisa. So maybe that's the reason that the Torah was making on them to pay. Mashenkin, in other cases, we should have to be machmir, and we should have to give you malchus. So neither of these sources, chovo bechaver on the one hand, or edim zomimim on the other hand, is a good enough source for Ula to say that universally, if there's momenu malchus, the talocha is you're going to be mishalim, and you're not going to get malchus. So where did Ula get it from? Says the Gemara, look, you're right. You can't learn it from Edim Zomimim, and you can't learn it from Chovo B'Chavero, but you could learn it from a combination of them. And you could make a Mahatzad. Because on each one of them, again, whether it's Lakula or whether it's Lakhumra, you could still make a Mahatzad. Right? Both of them, Malat Sada Shava Shabam, both of them have Mamon and Malchus, and the din is Mamon and Mishal and Milka Lolaki. So therefore, what are you going to say? Malaydim Zamim Bishkein Bo Ein Bo Maisa? By the Chovu Bechavero Yesh Bo Maisa. Ma Bechovu Bechavero that it's Mutter and Besdin. Obviously, Edim Zamim is not Mutter and Besdin. That's the side of the Kula. On the side of the Chumra, what are you going to say? Malachovu Bechavero Sheyesh Chamisha Dvarim. That's not true Lagabi Edim Zamim. Malaydim Zamim Ein Tzrichim Hatra'ah. That's not true. Lagabi chovu b'chavero, hatzad hashaveh shebehen is that they're both chayev mamon and malchus, and the Torah told us that they pay the mamon and not the malchus, and that was Ula's mocker. Says the Gemara. Now wait a minute. I mean, you could always make a tzad hashaveh. Now we've had this problem before, where the Gemara asks this kasha, and it's an insane question. The question is that the tzad hashaveh shebehen should be that both of them have something that makes us be more machmer. Or both of them have something that makes us be more maker, which is insane because that's the whole point of a tzad hashaveh, isn't it? That by taking each one with a different issue, so by trying to find the common denominator, we say, well, it's obviously not this point, and it's not that point, so how could the Gemara ask such a ridiculous question? So wherever the Gemara does this, Tosfos, of course, points out that there must be something about this case that allows us to ask that question, because otherwise you might as well throw out every matzah throughout all of Shas. So what is the meaning over here? Says Tosfos, the meaning over here is that it's a unique type of chumrah, which is not found, its like is not found anywhere. I mean, the idea of five separate tashlumim, That's unheard of. And the idea of not getting hasra, It's unheard of. The idea that you're allowed to go around doing an Isser, that's unheard of. And so these are things that are so unusual. But that's what's meant. That Mala Tzada Shavashem Shikain Yesh Lehem, a very unique Tzad Chomer, or a very unique Tzad Kula. That would be the point. So Mala Tzada Shavashem Shikain Tzad Chomer, or if you're taking the other argument, that Ula is looking for a Kula, so Imamona La Kula, so you can say the same thing. Mala Tzada Shavashem Shikain Yesh Behem the Tzad HaKal, as we already saw. So even though it's not the same one, but it's extremely unusual that they have this Tzad HaKal. We're going to allow people to beat people up, and so on. Okay. All right. I'll tell you where Ula knows it from. We're never going to be happy, are we, to find a Mamatzinu. All right. I've learned my lesson. No Mamatzinu. It's actually a Gzeres Shava. Ha! And it's a Gzeres Shava that's Mufna, and therefore you're not going to be able to ask your questions, and that's the basis. Well, okay. Throw it to me. The Gzeres Shava is Tachat. Where does it say Tachat? Well, it says by the Chovel B'Chavero, it says tachat, and I'm written, ayin tachat ayin, shein tachat shein, right? So it uses that concept of tachat, and it says the same thing here by the ones. And Mefate talks about tachat asher ina in the case of ones. So veloti elisha, tachat asher ina. Gavi, I think the coin is making a l'chaim, there you go. Put the look at this, it's got, Zoom is so smart. Three drinks it put next to each other so that everybody, look at this. Ah, four drinks now. Unbelievable. This AI, five drinks. Got another one now. Come on, Rich. Give us a l'chaim. There we go. Seven drinks. Eight Come drinks. Unbelievable. All right, looks like Gavi is going to have to start not only doing the floors for everybody, but giving out boost. Otherwise, how can you make a l'chaim with a big smile? All right, so we're learning over here from tachat tachat. Very good. Just like over there, where it says beferish, mamona mishalei, milka lalaki. We're going to see in the Gemara how we know that Chovo b'chavero pays his chamisha dvarim instead of malkas. Afkon hechadika mamonu malkas, including this case of tachat asherina, mamona, mishalem, and milka lo laki. Great. Says Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, it's great, except the whole thing is built on a completely wrong assumption from the beginning. And that is that the correct solution to the difference between the Mishnah in Malkas that says that you're going to be chayim malkas in all of these cases, Abal Achoto, and so on and so forth. The simple solution is that you didn't give him Hasra. That's all. That Mishnah said that you get Malkas in Masechet Makot, because it was talking about that he got Hatra'a from Makot. And this Mishnah that talks about the Chi of Tashlumin is referring to a case where there was no Chi of Malkas. And why not? Because it was the last law. I don't understand. Like, what's even the problem with law? I know Ula's making this big fuss. He's making the wrong assumption. We're not looking for a way to get out of the Tashlumim to allow Malkas. On the contrary, we're looking for a way to get out of Malkas so that we can talk about the Tashlumim. Because the din is quite the opposite of Ula. The din is when there's Malkas and Tashlumim that we give Malkas and we don't give the mama. Exactly the opposite of Ula, which makes the question almost, you know, childish. So therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, what are we talking about over here? Why can't it be Achoto Nara? What are we getting into Bogeret? It's amazing. A Mefata, a Bogeret, a Shota. Oh, man. It's very straightforward. It's talking about a normal case, and there is a Chiyuv of Knas, and the question is, so how is it possible for there to be the Tashlumim? Because in Makas, where it says you get Makas, it's talking about where there were Makot, because there was Hatra'ah But here in our Mishnah, it's talking about Shalohi Trubo, and therefore there was no Malkus in Mamela. We're talking about the Chiv. What we're interested over here in Malkus, our Mishnah's interested in bringing out what cases you pay Knas for. That Mishnah is interested in bringing out what cases you get Malkus for. I mean, like, why in the world wouldn't they be simply differentiated by the context? The Mishnah and Malkus is talking about whether it was Malkus because he gave Asra, and you're not, that's all. So, I mean, that means that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a given that kol echad ikam mamon umalkus, if there was Asra, and the Malkus is applicable, then you give him Malkus and not mamon. Exact opposite assumption of Ula. Okay, now how does Rabbi Yochanan know that? Rabbi Yochanan says, it's very simple. What is the whole mucker, tell me, that we're all agreed on? Now, what's the whole mucker that you don't give him both, huh? The mucker is from the pasuk, which says, Kidei Rishato. That's the whole mucker. So if this is what we're saying over there, Vaya, Im Binakot HaRasha, that the halacha is, Hipilo HaShofet, Vihiko Lefanav, Kidei Rishato. B'mispar. All right? Kidei risha achat ata mechaivo, v'i ata mechaivo mishtem shtei risha uyot. What are the next words? Literally the next words. Arba'im yakenu lo yosif. Ha ha. So the pasuk is telling you that kidei rishato is mechaiv minimally malchus. If there was no malchus for some reason, then we could talk about other things. But definitely the given chiyuv, says Rabbi Yochanan, is obvious from the pasuk. It is Malkus, not Momon. So I don't know what the whole discussion is over here. It's all predicated on a basic error. Exactly. Wait a minute, Rabbi Yochanan. But surely you're going to have to explain where Ula pointed out that he even thought, we thought that he was using this as a makor. What about the din of Chovo B'Chavero? By Chovo B'Chavero, there is a Chiev Malkus of Pen Yosef Lakoto. And there's all of these chivim of mamona. We have chamisha dvarim. So over there, ika mamon umalkos. And halacha is mamona mishalim milka lo laki. It says beferish that he has to pay. There's nothing about it. So how in the world do you explain that? Now, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me that that's only talking about a case of, obviously, a simple solution, right? It's talking about chovo b'chavero, where he wasn't given hatra'ah. So the Torah is saying, if he weren't given hatra'ah, so then he pays these chamisha dvarim, right? So v'chite ma'ani mila yechad lo atrupe, I know what you're going to say, that if atrupe, the fact is that we would give the guy malchus and we would not have him pay, it's not true. Rabbi Yochanan himself says it's not true. So Rabbi Yochanan can't tell me that answer, because Amar Rabami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hiko haka'a she'in b'shavar pruta, loka. So if the guy had hit someone and there were no tashlumin, why were there no tashlumin? Because there were no damages. There wasn't enough pain. There wasn't enough embarrassment. The whole thing was just something that he hit him with. It wasn't suffering. It wasn't that he was humiliated, that anybody was there. He didn't lose any work. He didn't need any medical care. His value was not reduced. There was nothing to pay. So I understand. We say nothing. I mean, what about a millicent? But that's less than a shavu pruta. Okay, so therefore there's no tashlumin. Because by definition, you cannot pay less than a shavu pruta, because no netina is possible less than a shavu pruta. And there, the halacha is, says Rabbi Yochanan, that he there has to get malchus. Now, explain to me. Tell me the case. What's he talking about? Did he get hatra'ah or not? I mean, if he didn't get hatra'ah, how can we give him malchus? So obviously he did get hatra'ah. And why are we giving him malchus? Only because there were no zero tashlumin. But if there had been any tashlumin, one penny of tashlumin, then what would the halacha have been? He would have been mishalei. Now, how's Rabbi Yochanan going to explain that away? So why is he mishalem and not loka if, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Torah goes out of its way to say arba'im yakenu directly after saying kidei rishato? This is a real problem. You see that eat pei shava pruta, Rabbi Yochanan himself says mamona mishalem umilka lo lakin. Well, says the Gemara, there's not really an issue because, you know, we have the same problem when it comes to Enim Zomimim, as I'm going to show you in a moment. And the answer that we had over there is, as Rabbi Eloah said, that Beferush Ripta Torah Enim Zomimim L'Tashlumim. There are cases where the Torah goes out of its way to make Gzerat HaKatuv, as if to say, even though normatively the halacha would be that he would be Malkus and not Meshalem, as I told you beferish in the parsha of Kedei Rishato Arba'im Yakenu, but I wish to make an exception in two cases. So by Edim Zomimim, beferush Ripta Torah, Edim Zomimim v'tashlumim, which we're not going to go into now, the Gemara is going to explain. And the same thing must be true over here. Beferush Ripta Torah, Chova b'chavero t'tashlumin. Again, we'll have to see what the marker is in a moment. But these are unique cases, so fine. But they don't serve as models. Okay, where exactly did Rabbi Eloah say that? You said Beferush Ripta. I just like to understand it contextually, if you don't mind. Where did he talk about that? He talked about that in the Mishnah, in Masechet Makot, where it says, they get both Malkus and Meshalmim. So in that case, there's a unique halacha. They get Malkus because of Lota Nebreyacha Eitshaker, and they have to be Meshalim because of Kasher Zaman Lasot Lachiv. Why? Explains the Mishnah. Shelo Hashem. The mocker in the Torah that is Mechayev and Malkus has no connection to the other pasuk in the Torah that's Mechayev and Tashlumim. Two separate issues. One is the Lota Nebreyacha Et Shaker, and the other one is the Halacha of Kasher Zamam Lasot Lachiv, which is completely different context. So one is on the Luchas HaBris, and one is in the Parsha of Edim Zomimim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's why you have to get both. The Chachamim say, nah, there's no such thing. Kol HaMishalim Eino Loke. Remember, they darshan Kedei Rishato. Now, note what it says. Anyone who pays doesn't get Malkus. Why doesn't it say anyone who gets Malkus doesn't pay? I mean, that should be the way that Rabbi Yochanan would have it, right? So, on the contrary, here it's saying, Kol HaMishalim, that's like Ula. So how could Rabbi Yochanan explain this? Omar Rabbi Eloah, because in this case, this is the context, Beferush Ripta Torah Edim Zomimim B'Tashlumim. Where? Echan Ripta Torah, where does it say? Davka, that you have to pay Michte. Well, let's take a look at the Pesukim. It says, Vasitem lo kasher zamam lasot la'achiv. Right? So it talked about the Chiev, whatever it is. That's what you're going to have to pay. So what's all of that? After it says that, it says, Lo tachos einecha, nefesh benefesh, yad beyad. I understand. Isn't yad beyad included in kasher zamam? So why even mention it? It's a strange thing. We know that all of these are tashlumin. So why mention yad beyad bechlal? That comes to tell me that in the event that we have a davar hanitan miyad liyad, so yad liyad means from one man's hand into the other guy's hand, which means that I'm telling you, says the Torah, that you must take the tashlumin miyad liyad, which by definition is what? Mamain. So therefore, even though there should also be a chiyav of Malkus because of the other chiyav of lotan ebreyachai shaker, the Torah is beferish ripta, there's going to be a yad liyad. Now, do we also get Malkus? So we don't also give Malkus. But this does not serve as the model. By Chova Bechavero, we have exactly the same special case. Because again, take a look at the extra way that the Torah talks about the Tashlumin, Michte. It says over there that in the event that somebody causes some kind of mum, ish ki yitein mum ba'amito, kasher asa, Cain Yaselo. By the way, you might notice that there is a kasher convenient connection between these two unique cases, right? That they're all seen as sort of a direct mirror image of what the person set out to do, which may be the reason why we have this specific halacha in these cases. But in any event, why does it say kasher asa, kein ye'asa lo, and then the very next pasuk says something that just seems to completely say the same thing, kasher yitain mumba adam, kein yinatain bo. Now, I understand, you just said that. So what's this kein ye'asa, and then the next pasuk, kein yinatain? What am I missing over here? So kein yinatain bo lamali. Ah, the same curious word as yad biyad, davar hanitan miyad liyad, over here too, kein yinatain bo. So there's something that involves handing over, and handing over is talking about mamon. That is actually the commonality here. So, okay, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan want to learn the way that Ula does? I mean, why not learn out from tachat, tachat? And that would be, I mean, it's not as if tachat, tachat is Ula's invention. There's a lot of places where we use tachat, tachat as gzeira shava for many dinim. And why would Rabbi Yochanan avoid the conclusion of Ula that tachat, tachat serves as gzeira shava for the halacha of paying instead of getting malchus? No. Well, Rabbi Yochanan says, I mean, if you're going to darshan that, so then you might as well cancel the pasuk that says, Ervat achotcha lo tegaleh. I mean, because what's the meaning of the lav? The meaning of a lav is to get malchus. If you're going to say there's no way for this lav to ever carry out malchus, don't even bother talking about it. Come on. You say the same thing about chovel b'chaveiro. What does it say? That in that case, you're going to be mavato lo yosif pen yosif lakoto. Because, I mean, how are you going to be mekayim the lav? So don't bother telling me the lav. What kind of nonsense is that? And by Edim Zomimim, you're going to say, well, don't even bother telling me yim binakot harasha, because there is no binakot harasha. That's absurd, first of all. I mean, besides the obvious points, as the Rishonim point out, the obvious point that we need the lav to tell me the din of Kores in a case where he didn't get malchus. So you can't really tell me the whole point of a lav is malchus. But then let's pretend. Now, obviously, there is a case, is there not, where Edim Zomimim, you are going to be Mekayim, Vilotane. Where is that? That's by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Remember? Me'idim anu be'ish ploni. So we have Edim, regular Edim, Yisraelim. Now they come and they attack a Kohen, and they bring witness to the fact that he's a apostle Kohen. Oh boy, that's gonna be worth a lot of money, right? I mean, being a apostle Kohen, imagine Chas v'Shalom, our Kohen Gadol would no longer be getting Zrom v'Chayayim v'Keva at his door every morning, would no longer be getting all that Shemen Sreifa to save on his heating bills. I mean, he wouldn't be able to survive. Now, what's the din over there? So we should say, okay, they wanted to make him a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Let's make them a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Well, that's not exactly a viable response, as the Gemara goes through over there. So the halacha over there is that we only apply Malkus. And that's the Malkus of Lo Sana. So is there a case where we will definitely utilize the lav? Yes, there is. Okay. Then the same thing is true over here. Chova b'chavero. Is there a case? Yes, you said there's a case where there's no shava pruta. There's a case where the lav is going to be mechayev you because there is no tashlumin. Achoto, is there a case where you would get malchus? Yeah, the case of bogeret, right? There is a case, so that can't be the reason. So what's Rabbi Yochanan's problem with learning tachat tachat? Amar lecha Rabbi Yochanan, tachat asher ina is absolutely necessary in the case of Ma'anes. Why? Because, as Abaya brilliantly points out, and this was the beginning of our discussion, at the beginning of the Perek, where we wanted to know, what are we talking about over here when the Torah is b'chayev this knas? Does this knas have to do with something sexual? Does it have something to do with something marital? Does it have something to do with general assault? And we pointed out there that the Torah actually is mechalek between the elements of general assault and the element of specific sexuality. And besides that, the element of the marital implications in terms of lo tiyeh li'isha. But what's the mocker of that? That's brilliant. Abaya says that's the mocker. Why does the Torah say by knas that the knas is tachat asher ina. I mean, isn't that obviously, if we're talking about a case of a rape, then the Torah says you have to pay 50 shekel for a rape, that it's tachat the rape? No? Oh, that's the point. And I'm telling you, this 50 shekel, don't think you're going to get away with any murder over here, buddy. That's just for the sexual issue. Now, let's start talking about everything else, okay? What about the embarrassment? All right, it's another $1 million. $1 million above it. Sorry, that was only tachat asherina, you know? And what about the tsar? The tsar, I already gave him 50 shekel. Yeah, but the tsar was 4,000 shekel. Oh, my God. And what about the pagam? And so on and so forth. So all of this, I only know because the Torah went out of its way to say, but this is only tachat asherina, dafka. But everything else, mechlal deika boshes upgam, you're still going to have to pay the normal things that you would normally have to pay. And that, says Rabbi Yochanan, that is a very profound need, and therefore it's not mufna. And if it's not mufna, we already went through the kashas that we could ask on Ula. So that basically undoes Ula.